KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
I have my friends from Christmas Joy with us today. This is Jim Williams with you on ABQ Connect. Lauren Maddock, who everybody who's listening has heard Lauren on probably 5-6 years. She's been a dancer in the program. She's been a producer and artistic director. And today we get to meet Madison Kettler. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And I understand you have some interesting things going on in your life. Miss New Mexico?
Yes, that's the most recent thing, and it's been super sweet to share it with my Magnify family and practice at the studio for Miss America. And so when we talk about Magnify being a family, it truly is. It's special.
You've been around that a whole... Lauren, how long have you been involved at Magnify?
Oh my goodness. I think this is going on maybe like 12 years. Back when it was the Performers Ballet and Jazz Company at Allwyn's is where I initially started. And then I've been with Magnify through their, actually last year, 2 years ago, celebrating their 10 years of Magnify. So
yeah,
a long time.
At 10 years.
Yes.
Well, of course, I'm a Christmas Joy dad. My daughter danced in the production for, I think, 6 years, if I'm not mistaken. And it was just an amazing ministry to her. Christmas Joy is the presentation of the birth of Christ in ballet form. Christmas comes early this year.
Yes, it does. Our show is a month earlier this year in November. Saturday, November 15th will be when our show is. And some of our kiddos have kind of lovingly joked, like, it's Thanksgiving Joy this year because it's early. But we've also just been like, you know what? How cool that we get to share this story regardless of the time or the month of the year. We get to share Christ's birth in November because really we should celebrate this all the time. You know, how lucky are we that he came down and brought life to all of us. So,
you know, we have a really interesting group of listeners. And I'm going to kind of appeal to you guys now if you're listening, because people listen to KLYT because they listen with some intention. They want to be blessed by a teaching program, or they want to hear about something that's encouraging, which today will definitely encourage you. Mm-hmm. But they also are people with a servant's heart, people that live generously. And I want to make sure everybody knows that Magnify Dance Ensemble, the dance ensemble, is a nonprofit organization. So Magnify Dance Center is a for-profit business, but you formed a nonprofit in which you put on shows like Christmas Joy. I know you had How Love Wins for a few springtime events. Yep. But this is a nonprofit organization, and so we want people, if they want to be involved, maybe they can do that by supporting. And I'm going to start by saying, let's talk to both of you about what this means personally. So, Lauren, sure. I'm going to start with you. What does Christmas Joy mean to you? I mean, you've been dancing since how young?
3 years old.
Okay, so can you remember back 3, 4, 5?
Oh, man, a little bit. You know, the little getting ready with my grandma and my mom and going to ballet class and with my sister at the time. And then it turned into, you know, I was like, okay, I'll try soccer and swimming alongside dance. And then dance was like my heart. You know, it was like, which one am I going to choose? And it was always the dance path. And I think part of that was the people that I was surrounded by, the teachers that I had, and also the real life lessons that I was learning, like, you know, friendships and communication and excellence, all of those things.
I'm gonna ask you to embellish that.
Sure.
Because, okay, so I said I'm a Christmas Joy dad.
Yeah.
And I went to rehearsals and I went to dance class and watched my daughter do that. And as hard as I could say a basketball practice ever was, I'm telling you right now, and I want this to be a positive thing for parents that are thinking about getting their kids in dance, because I thought it was absolutely amazing. Two of my daughters danced. Abby danced 1 year, really liked it, but she was a volleyball player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Emily did never dance in Christmas Joy, but she did dance in high school, and her older sister, who danced in Christmas Joy, taught her a whole bunch of stuff. So there was a love of dance. But Taylor, my oldest daughter, was like you, Lauren. She was sold out. Mm-hmm. This is what she loved. What about when, do you remember your favorite routine, say, when you were 10?
Oh my gosh, let me think. There's a couple where we would do like themes you know, like if we have a showcase. But I remember when I was younger, my very favorite thing for Christmas Joy was like Drummer Boy. Mm. To be in Drummer Boy, you got to wear this plaid tutu and this big hat that sat on top of your head. And it was like...
But you had to dance without that falling off your head.
Exactly. And it was like you got to wear this tutu, you got to wear this true kind of like ballerina outfit. And I remember being in that and I was like, oh my gosh, I've made it. You know, because I was 10 years old and I was in Drummer Boy. And it was, I remember at the time, like Miss Karen was our coach and it was like, we all had to look the same, uniformed. And still, we still have Drummer Boy now. And that's kind of just a testament of the legacy that it's held from Miss Karen and also just God's faithfulness, you know, bringing it over 41 years now, still in the Albuquerque community is wonderful.
Maddie, how about you? How long have you been dancing in Christmas Joy?
My entire life. So very similar to Lauren. I started dancing when I was just 2 years old. I grew up under Miss Karen Alwyn and, you know, mm-hmm. she is the most amazing instructor, the discipline, but the care for her students, it was really unlike any teacher-student relationship I've ever had. And now kind of stepping back into a role of being an alumni dancer, helping in rehearsals, teaching, I try and find myself embodying that because she really just was the most amazing teacher. And so that's kind of where it started. Similar to Lauren, I kind of dabbled in basketball, volleyball, but it was always dance, specifically the point shoes. I was sold on point shoes by the time I was like 7. And so when you asked Lauren that question about, you know, when you were 10, what would your like ideal dance, favorite dance be? The first thing that came to my mind was Carol of the Bells. I learned it when I was 10. 10-year-olds are not in Carol of the Bells. It yes. is a very intense point piece. And I learned it with the intention of being in it because that is just like how much Christmas Joy meant to me. Like I did not care that I was not in that piece. I knew that someday, like this is what I wanted to do. This is where I wanted to be. And something that's been so beautiful coming back as an alumni dancer is I was able to fulfill that 10-year-old dream last year. So there's just so many beautiful full circle moments with the legacy that Magnify and Christmas Joy has.
I don't know if I can verbalize this, but I've coached 10-year-old girls, 10-year-old boys in basketball. I can't get them to run a pass. I can't get 5 people to run the offense, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I tried to make it fun, have games, get to shoot, you know, all of those fun things. Mm-hmm. But I'm just telling you, there's how many people, like in Carol of the Bells, are there 30 people on stage?
Carol of the Bells is just 4.
Okay, that I was 4.
But our Angels is like all of our little kiddos. That's like 30 people.
But guys, you don't just have them going out there and going through the motions, hands, their feet, their steps, their lines. They are immaculate, for lack of a better term. I mean, they are professionally choreographed and absolutely. Somehow you balance love with pushing them to limits, which as a parent, I think is amazing.
Totally. I think part of that does kind of stem, they know that we try to emphasize like this is bigger than just yourself. You know, all of you are coming together to put on this show, tell this story. And ultimately it stems from, you know, of course, us as teachers, but setting that example of, you know, we want to put something on stage that is pre-professional and worth people's time and money to come and see. Mm-hmm. And we always think of that of like, okay, what is this going to tell the audience? What is the utmost professional that they can look. Of course, there's costumes and props and baby Jesus and a manger and all of those things, but our dancers are the true heart of what our show is.
And there's a bunch of moms and dads backstage that are changing costumes.
Yes.
I already told you my daughters used to do hairdos.
Yes.
And I mean changes that are quick. You could be in one deal. You could be backstage for 30 seconds. You have a different hairdo and a different costume and you're back on the stage. I mean, I've seen it. It's crazy cool. And then you have that dad that, like me, couldn't get the fog machine to work or whatever it might be. Yeah. They have to improve that technology somehow.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, that thing would work half the time.
So funny, yes.
So I want you to describe, if you would, the work your dancers put into auditions, rehearsals, classes. And I mean, this is from littles all the way up through seniors in high school and guest performers like you two.
Totally. Yes. So our auditions are usually in the springtime, so they can audition and then join like our conservatory program at Magnify Dance Center. And it's similar to, this is their sport, you know, it's athletic, it's time, it's energy, you know, it's a full body physical, emotional, mental commitment that they are signing up for. They have their classes during the week, which is where they are working on their technique, working on their artistry, working on perfecting, per se, you know, those lines that they're going to show on stage.
So when you say a five-year-old's working on their artistry, you're not kidding.
No.
I mean, the way they hold their hands, the way their arms flow. I mean, you're really talking.
Yep. Smiles, face, smiles, exactly. Everything. Yep.
But it's not, all of us have been to, you know, the school thing. And I'm not putting that down. I think that's really neat. It's a great experience for kids. But this is, This is a completely different thing. If you go to Christmas Joy, and I'm just going to encourage you to do that. Maybe I should mention when and, and how it is. Magnify Dance Ensemble will present the 41st season of Bravo's award-winning holiday production, Christmas Joy. Christmas came early. Yep. It's going to be November 15th. Two shows, 2 p.m. and 6:30. Over 60 classically trained dancers will once again inspire audiences in the National Hispanic Cultural Center's Albuquerque Journal Theater. You can get tickets by going to nhccnm.org or by calling 505-724-4771. That is the National Hispanic Cultural Center's box office.
Correct.
So nhccnm.org. And you won't regret it. I mean, it's a great thing for your family. I do want to prepare you, though. If you've got a five-year-old daughter and you take her to this, what's going to happen, Maddie?
It's very likely that she will want to begin dance and hopefully kind of join us in this Christmas experience. Of course, our year-round experience at Magnify as a dancer and honestly a family member. You were talking about the parents being involved in those backstage changes and the props. And I think that's something that kind of sets Magnify and Christmas Joy apart is the way that it's functional because of the people that we have and the love we have for one another. And that's beautiful. So if your five-year-old is interested, it is a very loving and great environment to be in.
Yeah. And so many people today have their children in various sports. I love sports, but I don't want to lessen dance. Dance is a sport.
Totally.
I mean, if you want to see a five-year-old compared to an 18-year-old, they both have the same core strength. They both have unbelievable triceps and biceps. Am I wrong?
No.
The conditioning is crazy amazing. Totally.
And it's similar. I think in the past couple years, there is a focus on keeping your body healthy, just like you do in a sport. You know, it is athletic, your bones, your muscles, your mental health, all of those things. And we encourage that with our kiddos because we want them to be long lasting in this dance environment.
I love it. We're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. Before I do that, I want to remind everybody that tonight, Truth Rising is a documentary. It's going to be presented for free in the Plex at Calvary Church, 6 o'clock p.m. That's tonight at Calvary Church in the Plex, Truth Rising. It's a documentary that I think you'll be very encouraged by. And I just can say that we're going to follow up. Steve Ryman's going to lead a Bible study on Mondays for about 4 weeks after you see the documentary. And you don't have to commit to all of that. It is a free event, but you will really be encouraged, you and your family. It's presented by Focus on the Family. Truth Rising tonight, Calvary Church, 6 o'clock p.m. We'll be back with Maddie Kettler and Lauren Maddock. They are with Magnified Dance Ensemble, and we're talking about Christmas Joy. We'll be right back. It's at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, and I want to encourage you to go. Take your family. Look, there's men out there going, oh, I don't want to go to the ballet, you know, whatever. Trust me, you will be amazed by it. I do want to tell you another. So I don't know if you know the Gomez family.
Yes, we do.
So Mike, of course, runs U-Turn for Christ. They're a frequent visitor to our show. And their daughter's been dancing in it, I want to say 6 years now.
Yep, she's great.
They just love it. And it's just spectacular. And I don't know, I probably know 25, 30 people whose children have danced in Christmas Joy. Mm-hmm. Not a negative comment out of any of them. And I mean everything from, you know, I was kind of trying to balance that, getting people to understand how hard and that's not the right verbiage. You push people to excellence. And I don't care if they're 5 or they're 18.
Mm-hmm.
The show, you know, that is just something you're so proud of. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the topic is the birth of Christ makes it even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about being an artistic director, Lauren. The dances change a little bit from year to year.
Totally, yeah. So that's one thing is some people will say, oh, I've been to Christmas Joy before. I don't need to go again. Every single year, it's a different show because we have so much rep to pull from 40 years. And so every single year you go, you're going to hear new music. You're going to see new dancers. You're going to have new costumes. It's never going to be the exact same from what you have seen. So if you are like, oh, I have seen it before, we encourage you to come again because it is going to be totally different. And usually it is, we pull dances that suit our kids year to year. You know, we have kids that, of course, we have the classics like the angels and the wise men and the things that make Christmas Joy, Christmas Joy. But on top of that, we have, you know, this year we have, you know, our guest artists are really wonderful point dancers. So they get to shine in moments like that. Or some of our older senior dancers in the company are a little bit more contemporary, like that's their thing. And so we have some more worshipful contemporary pieces that they are getting to show. And so as an artistic director, we choose and we craft the show order of how does this flow? What are we wanting to share this year with our dancers? And also a little bit of like what's happening around us that the Albuquerque community needs to come and see in our show. So that's partly my job is crafting the dances. It's also rehearsals, you know, fitting in where do we rehearse? What times, who are our rehearsal directors, scheduling and costumes and so many things. But it's so fun because it's so hands-on. So I really get to know the kids well, the parents well. It is that community of Magnify, you know, it is our community of building something that doesn't feel disconnected and separate. It's all one thing together.
I love it. If you're listening now and you'd like to support Magnify Dance Ensemble, they are a 501c3. They put on Christmas Joy. This is, I think for most of us, we'd consider this to be a year-round ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You're encouraging kids spiritually at the same time you're demanding excellence. So that's kind of an interesting balance. You are kind of nodding, Maddie, yes, yes, yes. And you know, I didn't know about this before you came today. I just met you. But you're involved in Miss Mexico pageant, now Miss USA. Coming up. So there's a lot of excellence demanded there too. So it sounds like this might have been a good training ground for you.
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, you were kind of talking to the ministry aspect of it. I absolutely love the way that before every show, every rehearsal, specifically like during theater week, we have a prayer circle time. And I think that's just one of the most like genuine, sweet moments coming together kind of as a family and recognizing that there's a greater purpose. And so I promise I'm going to tie this together. So that's kind of just something beautiful about the Magnify family and Christmas Joy. But something that's been super cool too as Miss New Mexico is before the competition, I found a couple other believers and we did our own kind of prayer circle moment. And for me, that felt a little bit like coming home to Magnify and kind of helped calm my nerves because that is what I grew up doing. That is what I was used to. So to have that ministry, to be able to pull from that, you know, in other situations, I think it's awesome. A really unique experience.
Well, you two aren't doing the mom thing yet, but I watching my daughter, my oldest daughter has three children and she has twin girls.
Mm-hmm.
they're four. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see them dancing in Christmas Joy. And I think that Taylor, my daughter, would like that kind of to happen. Not to force them to do it, but to let them try it and see how they like it.
Totally.
And how does that happen? I mean, you don't just try out for Christmas Joy. You kind of have to get involved in some dance classes mm-hmm. and see how that goes. Did you know really early when you were little, dance is it, Lauren?
I think so, yes. I, you know, stepped my foot in some other things. And once I found, I joined, it was All Ones at the time when I was about 10 years old, 10 or 12, I'm pretty sure. And once I was there, it's that different community. It's like this welcoming mm-hmm. Place. And kind of what Maddie touched on, it feels like bigger than yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And we tell our dancers, we tell the moms, I always remind myself too, like, it's so much bigger than dance. It's what are you learning as a human? What are you taking away from this experience? And I felt that with dance, I was getting a lot of those life lessons, you know, mm-hmm. of love and relationships and deepening my faith through Christmas Joy. A lot of my understanding and like Christian foundational teachings of love and dance and the story of Christ's birth came from Christmas Joy. And so you can get involved. You can, our kiddos come and audition. They can take classes at Magnify. And then they kind of stem into like, ooh, these kids would be a really great fit into Christmas Joy.
What if you're 13 or 14, didn't start dancing when you were five?
Sure.
Can you start dancing and have some success a little bit?
Absolutely. We have at our training school, which is Magnify Dance Center, we have classes that are junior ballet. So there's kiddos that are, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13 that come in that are like, oh, I want to try this. We even have an adult ballet class, which has blossomed so much this year. Our teacher, Miss Kara, sent our faculty a photo last week and there was like 25 people that showed up. We had mm-hmm. young men coming to adult ballet, which is so cool. And it's that stepping out of your comfort zone because it can be kind of scary. So totally, if you're not, this is something you would love to do, come and check us out at Magnify Dance Center, where you can check us out on our website, Magnify Dance Center. All the ensemble information is there as well. Christmas Joy information. If you would like to donate to Magnify Dance Ensemble, that information is there.
And
as
we should emphasize again, Magnify Dance Ensemble is a nonprofit 501c3 specifically designed to do these ministry yep. projects and these mm-hmm. performances.
Correct.
Magnify Dance Center is a for-profit business.
Mm-hmm.
Their phone number is 505-724-4771. It kind of all works together. You're not going to put undue pressure on somebody that's just starting, but the upside to if you love dance, there's so much more that you can do. Mm-hmm. My daughter danced at All Ones for a number of years, mm-hmm. and then she competed in dance at her high school and won a couple of state championships,
cool.
and mm-hmm. now she's the coach. So, I mean, she has that. And by the way, and I'm just going to say, and I don't care if she gets mad at me or not, but as mean as she said I was as a basketball coach, I was nothing. I didn't have anywhere near the expectations that she has for dancers. And I'm saying that in a positive way because I know what Christmas Joy is. I know the training. Mm-hmm. Couple times a week, there are rehearsals.
Absolutely,
I mean, kind of a dancer that's been in it for 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
Maddie, I should yeah. ask you then. You've been in it for 2 or 3 years. You have how many of the numbers would you be in? 5 of them? 6 of them?
Yeah, somewhere roughly in there. I think by the time I was a senior, I was in 7 pieces.
Okay.
So usually it kind of fluctuates between that. And, you know, that's when you step into all of those quick changes and things.
And
backstage,
what are those practices so. Like? I mean, are you having multiple practices for different dances
yeah,
each week?
Yeah. So throughout the entire week, you have all of your classes just to work on your technique. Lauren kind of mentioned these, like your ballet technique classes, there's point classes, your jazz, your contemporary, kind of to make you a well-rounded dancer. They want, at Magnify, they really want to ensure that everybody is capable and available to do any technique if they go to an audition somewhere else. And so that's something that's very unique about Magnify. But then all of the rehearsals are split between Friday night and Saturday. So growing up, I remember spending my entire Saturday at the studio. And while that sounds like it's hard and lots of hours. It was honestly one of the most rewarding and special experiences to be there on a Saturday morning doing your warm-up class, going out, eating a quick snack, and then going straight into rehearsal. Back-to-back rehearsals, you're there with your friends, everybody's tired, but you're there working on this ministry and this craft that we all care so deeply about. Of course, having the lunch breaks, getting to talk with your friends. It's a lot of work, but it is such a beautiful time in ministry and friendship and, you know, just learning from some really great instructors as well.
I love it. Madison Kettler is going to be a guest artist on this year's Christmas Joy. It happens on Saturday, November 15th. Christmas comes early this year, a little bit before Thanksgiving. The shows will be at 2 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. You can obtain tickets by going to nhccnm.org. That's the National Hispanic Cultural Center, nm.org. Or you can call 505-724-4771. Most everybody does everything online. I know, and the tickets are easy to get a hold of. MagnifiedDanceCenter.com/ensemble tells you everything about the nonprofit if you have an interest in maybe supporting this ministry, because you do have a chance to share your faith and talk to kids about it. And then they're presenting it. They're literally telling the story in ballet form. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, Lauren, I'm going to ask you, both as a dancer and as a producer and creative director, do you know somewhere in the middle of the show we've nailed it?
Mm.
We'll be back.
Great.
Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We are talking about Christmas Joy. Christmas comes early this year to the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Saturday, the 15th of November, 2 o'clock and 6:30 p.m. will be the performances of Christmas Joy. If you've not seen the performances, it's the presentation of the birth of Christ in ballet form. And I mean, it's just amazing. Lauren, tell us how the, do you call them numbers? Do you call them, what do you call the different segments?
Usually we just call them pieces.
Pieces,
or,
okay.
Dance, you know, this is one dance, this is another dance.
So how many, it's made up of like 20 or 30 or 40 of them, right?
So our show is run in an act one and an act two format. So there's, act one is about an hour long, and then there's a 15 minute intermission, and then another act, which is another hour long. And we start with the very beginning of these angels of proclaiming that Jesus's birth has come, and we have Mary's testimony of finding out that she is holding the holding Jesus, and then our wise men and Jesus's or Mary's friends and all of the things that come along with it. And then there's some Christmas classics like Holy Night and O Come All Ye Faithful and Joy to the World. And then in the past couple of years, we have, I'm sure maybe a lot of listeners have heard the worship song, Is He Worthy? Mm-hmm. We have a very worshipful song, contemporary piece to that. Lots and lots of pieces that build up our show into about a 2-hour testimony and performance of Jesus's birth.
And by the way, this is going. I mean, this is one thing right after another. There's not a, like a big intermission. And I know, because I was one of the parents in the back doing transitions of props and different things on the stage.
Yep.
Sometimes I felt like I was kind of silly. I almost fell one time because it's kind of dark.
It is dark.
It is.
Yep.
And you kind of have to get used to that. So, I mean, the search for excellence is not just from the dancers. Mm. The people behind the scenes are doing all kinds of cool things. The other thing I remember, and Maddie, you might remember this too, is so there's a certain group of people that are going to be on the stage. They're in maybe more difficult numbers or whatever. And I'm going to call them the littles.
Sure.
They're not sitting around. They have people singing songs with them and praying with them and getting them a snack. And they are just having a blast the whole time. I mean, there's no sitting around being bored. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember being a little angel. So there's a very large room at the NHCC where we have the younger angels, and they're in there with our room moms. So shout out all the room moms that have done that. It is a big task, but it really takes special mothers to be in there kind of nurturing. Of course, you talked about the snacks, the crafts, but I remember some of my like favorite memories were wearing like our onesie pajamas. That's a big dancer thing, specifically at Christmas Joy. We love to put on those Christmas pajamas and just kind of hang out with our friends in that little room. And then there's also a TV that's right outside of that room where you're able to see what's going on stage. You're able to see the older dancers. And I feel like this kind of cultivates that mentorship that Magnify has, the younger girls being able to go out and watch and say, wow, I really like how she did that. Or, wow, I want to be in this piece someday. And it kind of just cultivates this really unique environment. And it just starts from that little angel's room.
And you shared that, having that desire to be in the number on point.
Yes,
and at
yes.
the time you liked it, you weren't really allowed to be on point. Your feet kind of have to develop
safe.
A little bit.
Yes.
And do you remember watching it with some awe and some like, wow, that's so cool?
Yes, yes. I remember the year that I learned it. It was Rachel Jones. She was in it. And that's crazy that I can even remember who she is. Like, I know where she's at. I follow her on Instagram now. She was the older girls that I looked up to. And of course, Carolina, who's now a guest artist this year as well. Kind of watching them is where like the inspiration began. And then I just grew to like really love the piece. And I think that's pretty typical of a lot of dancers. You kind of look up to the older girls and then you start to find your own spark or your own kind of dance or technique that you really enjoy. And then that kind of pulls you in as well.
Yeah. If you haven't followed how to get registered or how to buy tickets for this event, Christmas Joy is happening Saturday, the 15th of November. Two shows, 2 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Great afternoon, great evening of entertainment. Steve Ryman, our general manager, is kind of simplify this for you. You can go to klyt.fm, click on the Christmas Joy link, and it'll take you right to how to obtain tickets.
Awesome.
Again, Magnify Dance Ensemble is a nonprofit 501c3 organization connected to Magnify Dance Center. And Magnify has been supporting this organization for a really long time. If somebody wants to donate, they want the help. What is needed financially? Props, costumes, renting the cultural center. There's a lot of expenses.
Yes, you nailed it. A lot of our funding and our keeping up this show and the ministry comes from our sponsorships, comes from our donations, our kiddos fundraise. They have to, you know, bring in a specific fee throughout the season and they fundraise and they bring in that money, or they have sponsors. So if you want to be a sponsor for Magnify Dance Ensemble, you can be listed in our program. But that's exactly right. It pays our rehearsal directors. It pays our guest artists. It pays for the theater fees, which are not always expensive, and all of the crew that helps us there. New costumes from year to year with our 41st anniversary. Updates, you know, are needed throughout the years of sweat and blood and all the things that, not really blood, but
you know,
tears, you know, that go into the costumes.
I just thought of this. A lot of people might view dancers as, oh, well, the uniforms are, you know, on these really beautiful young people, and they're just going to go out there and they're going to do their arms and spin around and it's going to be perfect. They don't actually think about the fact that you're sweating bullets and you're really working as hard as you would in any athletic endeavor there is. I mean, this is hard, hard work.
Absolutely.
And so stuff wears out.
Yeah, absolutely. Stuff wears out. Props wear out. Things backstage, you know, a couple years ago, we introduced a piece called Winter Snow, which has become one of my favorites. And we needed snow machines because we have snow falling from the top. And so, you know, that's a cost. Fog each year, dry ice, updates for paint, or we have silks that hang down. All of those little things just keep our ministry going and keep Christmas Joy in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I love that. So let's go to my last question, which probably should have been the first question of this segment because I said it would be, but I lied.
Sure.
You're apprehensive about the show coming up. Think back to a past year. You've been the artistic director for a number of years. You've done a bunch of work. You have this plan. Is there a point in the show where you look at your friend Maddie and go, hey, We nailed it.
Totally. I think there's been a lot of moments, especially last year with our 40th anniversary. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most special things I have been a part of. We had alumni from every, you know, all of the years that they had graduated come back and told stories of how much this has impacted their lives, how much this has impacted their families' lives. And a lot of us were emotional of like, wow, how yes. special that this is still continuing. And I feel that honor, and I'm super blessed to continue this. Mm-hmm. And there are moments where that specifically of like, oh my gosh, we are continuing this. And we did this with, you know, Maddie, who was, you know, recently graduated a couple years ago, to people who have been, who danced 30 years ago in Christmas Joy. And even just hearing testimonies from our audience of, they come and they're like, this is better than what I thought I was coming to. You know, mm-hmm. you kind of hear a Christmas play or a production, and we try to pride ourselves that it's, of course I'm biased, these are my kiddos and this is my show, but you're really getting an experience that is professional, that is well done, that is mm-hmm. Built on the heart of something bigger than ourselves. And it's wonderful to keep it going each year. And I really think it's so wonderful to come and hear those classic Christmas and see just the kiddos on stage. So every time I see them on stage in their costumes, I'm like, oh, we did it. They look amazing. They look beautiful. And then hearing from people that this is continuing to impact their life 40 years later is really, really amazing.
Yeah. No, it really is. Although I'm not sure how much I like people coming up to me these days and going, Coach, I remember when you coached me 40 years ago. That's going to happen to you too, let me tell you. Madison Kettler is in studio. She's a guest artist for this year's Christmas Joy. Lauren Maddock is both a dancer, producer, artistic director. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Maddie to, if you can remember a conversation that you had with one of these dancers that you really appreciated, I want to know yeah. if they were kind and nice and encouraging to you. So we'll Absolutely. Ask that question when we come back. We'll be back on ABQ Connect. Lauren Maddock with Magnify Dance Ensemble is in studio with us, and we're talking about Christmas Joy. The performance happens on Saturday, the 15th of November, 2 o'clock and 6:30 p.m. You can go to klyt.fm and click on the Christmas Joy banner, and it'll take you right to the National Hispanic Cultural Center box office, where you can click and buy tickets.
Yep, click on events at the top. Sometimes it doesn't take you directly to our page. So click on events and then you can go to the calendar and find us there.
Cool stuff. Madison Kettler. She is a guest artist, former dancer for a really long time, yes. since you were little. So right before the break, I said, okay, you've already shared a kind of a cool story about watching a number that you weren't allowed to participate in when you were extra young. Mm-hmm. You did have a chance to dance in that, and that was kind of a dream.
Yes.
Tell me about the older dancers. Can you remember a story where the older dancers blessed you as a young woman?
Yeah, I think that's something that makes Magnifying Christmas Joy so unique is the mentorship from those older dancers. These are dancers who have their own testimonies that they're sharing through dance, through their kindness to the younger dancers, really just being an inspiration. We have a big and little sister program, which was one of my favorite things growing up as a little, because I got to look up to those older dancers so I could see their excellence. I could see how amazing they were at their craft, at dance. But then in between all of those moments backstage, they were just encouraging me to keep going, to smile, to really just enjoy every moment on that stage. I think some of my favorite parts of that were handwritten notes from like my big sisters throughout the years, just encouraging me throughout the week. I think I actually have all of my notes from my big sisters throughout the years. And I think that's something that's just so unique and very special about Christmas Joy.
You can still hang on to those.
Yes.
So moms are out looking for activities for their children. Lauren, why is dance and being involved with Christmas Joy a great way to go?
Yeah. We pride ourselves on this is so much more than dance. We talk to our kids a lot about how we want them to look excellent on stage. We want them to show their best technique, but if how they treat each other behind the scenes isn't the same and the heart isn't the same, then all of that doesn't really matter. You know, we want them to be kind and loving to these people that are dancing alongside them. You know, you can't be having, you know, just rude conversations with someone and then going out on stage and proclaiming. And so we pride ourselves on be a kind person to these people that you are with. And we, through our coaching, through our rehearsal directors, everybody that's involved is built on that same idea of we want to uplift our kids. We encourage our kids to be kind humans and also to dance their very best. And they're training, you know, day in and day out. And then they go on stage and they tell this story that is bigger than themselves.
I think dance overall, you know, we watch professional dancers and movie stars and all that.
Yep.
Body type has been an issue. Like the world only likes a certain body type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen girls with different body types thrive and enjoy no matter what they look like in Christmas Joy?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We welcome anybody that wants to come and dance, anybody that wants to come and try it, because really there's just kind of that, you know, that mindset is the only thing that's limiting somebody. Your body type or how you were born is what God has blessed you with. And we encourage those kids that every year, like, you were placed in this piece for a specific reason. God is using your unique talents, your unique testimony for this specific time and place. Or you have come to us for a specific reason and for a specific season. Every kid that has come through, I know, has blessed my life. And I never, you know, nobody's ever thinking, oh, they blessed my life because of the way they looked. You know, it's always, how were they to their people around them? Or how did they share their love of dance? How did they share their love to their friends? It's bigger than what they
look
like.
Would it be fair to say, no matter what you look like, no matter what physical condition you're in when you start, you're going to be in better physical, mental, and spiritual health going through the program?
I believe that 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think whether, you know, you might be like, oh, I don't know if my kid wants to be a professional dancer. Should I still have them come? And we've had a lot of people that have danced all the way through their senior year. You know, of course, we're like deep down, oh, we wish they would go dance professionally because they're so great. But they go on to medical school, or they go become a teacher, or they go do something ministry, ministry based, or they go to college and they're still figuring it out. And
or they try out for Miss New Mexico.
Yes, exactly.
That happens sometimes.
And they come back and they're like, oh, all these things I learned here are so beneficial in my biology class, or my, you know, my law class, or all of those things. And so even if they're like, I don't think I'm going to be a professional dancer, there's so, so many skills to learn from a dance class or being in the arts. And also, you know, there's infinite things to learn about the Lord and his love for us. So.
Yeah. Amen. I will say I'm refreshed by what you just shared, because I know in various sports, soccer, basketball, baseball, softball, a lot of these people are trying to tell parents, oh yeah, your kid's going to get a D1 scholarship and become a professional athlete. And the truth is that might happen.
Yeah.
But that's really not the objective, is it?
Right.
It's to bring joy and friendship and fellowship and get in great physical health and mental health and spiritually, all the stuff you've shared today. Spiritually, Maddie, what do you hope happens this year? Will there be kids that watch the show and go, why, I'd ask somebody about Jesus?
Yeah, I would love for this to be a show that provokes questions, both for young children, but also up to our senior adults in our community. I think we live in a place, in a world, whether it's the city, the state, this nation, the entire world, we live in a place where we need more ministry. We need ways to be able to provoke questions, to be able to share God's love for us, because we live in such a dark time. And so to be able to focus on that, to be able to provide that ministry, I think is so beautiful. And I think we've talked about it before today, just being in the show, it kind of gives you a very different perspective. I feel like I've learned a lot spiritually as well, of what does this feel like in my own body to portray on stage? And like Mary, for example, having the child of God in her body, that's so beautiful. But to portray that and then read about it, you kind of start to bring it all together, and it kind of gives a different experience.
I love it. Magnify Dance Ensemble presents the 41st season of their award-winning holiday production, Christmas Joy, Saturday, September 15th, 2 o'clock and 6:30 p.m. Go to klyt.fm, click on the Christmas Joy tab, and it'll take you right to the website where you can buy tickets. Lauren and Maddie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.